Hey friends, it's me, Brian, and we are back for another episode of Between the Lines. It has been about 2 years since my last episode, but we are bringing it back, and we are bringing it back for the long haul, all right? I don't know if I said that before, but I'm saying it now. We are bringing it back, and we were going to recreate this podcast. We are going to have guests. We will read a bunch of poetry because that's why you're all here. We will tell stories of traveling. We will tell terrible relationship stories, and we will just have a good old time together. Over the last few years, I really thought about who I am as a person, what I enjoy being as a person. And it all has come down to connecting with people and getting to know people and trying to understand people. And one thing that I've discovered is finding people who understand me. I have a feeling that since you are listening to this, you at least have a feeling of understanding me. You at least have a desire to understand me, and I appreciate that. And I appreciate you being here, and I appreciate you listening. And so, we shall begin Between the Lines. With this being my first episode back in over 2 years, I figured that today we will start with the audiobook, A Starving Artist. A Starving Artist, poems by Brian Allen Hammond. Copyright 2023. Brian Allen Hammond. All rights reserved. Lewis Clark State College, English 257, May 2nd, 2017, at 2:19 p.m. You'll never be a starving artist if you reap what you sow, because if you keep planting ideas, one will eventually grow. I will always be the feelings, and you will always be the words. The architecture of my words constantly flirt with the idea of whispering quietly or an impetuous blurt. Infinities. It's 6 months today since we went our separate ways. You think I wouldn't miss you like I used to, but right now, I do. I may be optimistic or I may just be stupid, but I believe we could reconnect and feel like we always did. Am I that pathetic or is my heart just hopelessly poetic? I still listen to songs that remind me of you while I go on road trips like we used to. Isn't that the saddest thing you've ever heard? Maybe, but I still believe that if you're a bird, I'm a bird. If life were a book, you'd be the page I reread every single day, every month, every year, until I was dead. I don't give second chances or opportunities, but if you asked for another, I'd give you infinities. I would have loved you like a romantic comedy with satires and laughter, with an ever-knowing thought of happily ever afters. I would have loved you with simplicity, flowers, and writings, but what you desired was big houses and extravagant things. I would have loved you for you like no one else wanted to do. You still want that. You just don't want me to. Fort Hood, Texas, June 11th, 2017. I am a multidimensional man filled with a strong desire to discover and become all that I am. I am not what I appear to be, for you only know this one side of me. H.M.E. I am guilty of being shitty. I chased you away with your own anxiety, to the point where you could no longer try and could no longer hold in the tears that you cry. You were too good to be true. Am I really that surprised? I mean, it's really nothing new. Who hurt me, myself or you? I am always way too trusting, and you just feel how you do. I have no control over how you feel, so it must be me and how I choose to see what I believe is real. Being happy may not be for me, because being unhappy is way too easy. All I've ever wanted was love, intimacy, and romance. But what I have so far is tears, loneliness, and no damn chance. I may not be for you. Hell, I wasn't for me until I was 22. I've never been one to be right on time until the moment your heart smiled right back at mine. I seem to see your face at the end of my days, as if you were the death of the sun and the disappearance of its rays. I crave to write you real, to create with words a humanized image of how I feel. It's a blemish of your vision and not of your soul. You've been hypnotized by society to criticize your physical. Louder for the people in the back. It's a blemish of your vision and not of your soul. You've been hypnotized by society to criticize your physical. To the woman who read my written heart, you explored the deepest parts of me. You shined light on the capacity of my inner infinities. To the woman who read my written heart, you were dressed as a fake figment of flirtation that blended into my romantic and ridiculous imagination. April 22nd, 2017. The sunset was beautiful today. It gave me the first inkling of hope that I am going to be okay. You tell your friends that I did you wrong, but this isn't some woe is me, your heartbroken song. Don't forget to remember that you're to blame. Don't go pushing away that guilty shame. Accept the truth any way you can do. I know it must be hard that even you don't want to be with you. Black and white stripes to auburn skin to blue denim. My eyes rewind just to see you once again. Brand new. Hannah, you appeared in my life just as you are, the woman of my dreams after all those wishes on so many shooting stars. You have taken away the mystery from my mysteries and you have silenced all my fatal insecurities. As time has passed, we discovered how we feel. You became better than my dreams. You became real. Darling, there's not a day that goes by that I'm not marveled by you being alive. There's so much in this life that I want to do. And Hannah, I'd love to do them brand new with you. It was never you, it was always me. And if it was the other way around, I would have also chosen to leave. Fort Irwin, California, 2015. You told me that I can't, and you may be right, but I won't let you be. I'll succeed out of spite. With every disappointment, and it's not you, it's me, I've come to realize and see that no matter what happens in life, you only have yourself guaranteed. Constellation Eyes. I gaze into your constellation eyes, and I see the emotions that have always made me mystified. Your galaxies fill my being as I soar through Leo and Libra and ponder about their meaning. I'm exploring your soul one star at a time, each part equally perfect, supernal as whole. I spend forever experiencing highs within your heart and inside your mind, simply by gazing into your constellation eyes. When that sun comes up, my heart forgets what I felt was true, but are now actions turning into regrets. The more you doubt, the more I will strive. I will leave you in this drought so I can feel alive. No mistake is really a mistake if it's done on behalf of your heart's sake. Mondays. I will love you on Mondays when you are running late for class, filled with this temporary stress and a whole lot of sass. I will love you on Mondays when coffee is your energy and your addiction to caffeine is your number one accessory. I will love you on Mondays when you are worked to the bone and imagining the moment when you can come back home. I will love you on Mondays when the sun goes down, because that is when I will have you to wrap my arms around. There's not a doubt in my mind that I will find that I will love you the other 6 days, because I love you on Mondays. Lewis Clark State College Library, October 3rd, 2016, 1:09 p.m. My eyes saw yours today. Mine kept their gaze, yours turned away. Portland, Oregon, August 2017. I've spent many hard years becoming 100% me. I'm not going to let you or anyone erase that selfful war history. I am always on the lookout for someone like you, with charm, intellect, and those eyes looking out for me too. I'm in search of that balanced out sweet spot, where my existence is not too cold, but not too hot. You've constantly been right in front of me. Is it safe to say that you could be my past, present, and my entire history? What was it that scared you away from me? Was it my utmost honesty, my peculiar oddity, or was it my contentness with a life full of day-by-day simplicity? Or maybe you believe that you are better than me, with your aura of self-righteous demeanor, your education on an overpriced piece of paper. Or maybe it's the hypocritical irony when you said you believe that God led you to me. And where's a better place to start but on the ground? So from this moment on, always go up, never down. Advent. You came into my life in such a way that it would be like the moon rising up during the day. Our souls met and our hearts began to shine. You gave me yours after I offered to you mine. Though people believe that we are crazy or strange, there's never been a moment together that I would ever change. This hasn't been easy, not from the very start. Of course, nothing is easy when there are scars on your heart. We look to the future, but we must live in the present, even if what we have in front of us is a lifelong advent. So Hannah, let's live each moment day by day, and I'll love you through them with each rhyme that I will say. I'll hang you on the wall like a piece of art. My eyes meet your eyes, my love meets your heart. I'll make this short, but it won't be so sweet, because I've got better things to do than let you drag me down the street. Please make this make sense to me, because all I hear is that you like what you see, but not the heart that is inside me. Am I wrong to not let you keep dragging me down? But then again, isn't it my life that needs to be found, along with smiles, happiness, and my love song sound? If you don't want me, say that you don't. I may care right now, but trust me, tomorrow I won't. Because of the way you make me feel, I'm always very doubtful that your heart and soul are real. Elk River Falls, 2016. I fell in love with you in the passenger seat of my car, while seeing your smile and hearing you sing along to Just the Way You Are. Your existence is essential to the love of my life, consequential. She is the universe. She is the universe. Learning her name was like discovering a galaxy, Looking into her eyes is like being sucked into a black hole, alluring but exhilarating to know the unknown. I starburst into another feeling-filled juncture, her heart as mine, my heart as hers, together, but one of the same. Never alone, but not together. Somehow wonder-strikingly omnipotent. This is what her love does and makes me. Moment by moment, magnificent sights of multicolored scenes experiencing her. Forever shrouded by her ethereal multitude of love. The universe is my soulmate. She is the universe. I continue to write about you, and although you don't, I wish you knew. September 16th, 2017, 3:59 p.m. September 1st, 2016. I wander into a downtown coffee shop and immediately feel the strong coffee-flavored atmosphere surround me. Across the way, I spot a young woman in high-waisted dark blue jeans, complemented by a maroon top draped upon her shoulders. Her hazel-green eyes gleamed and sparkled from 25 feet away, her jet-black hair divinely placed along her face. Hannah, I decide, is her name. Hannah, a 19-year-old college student who was born and raised in a small speck of a town in western Oregon. Her father a psychiatrist, her mother a school teacher. Hannah was raised with strong, deep morals and a sense of faith that is almost unimaginable in today's world. She is a piece of art, a masterpiece, a Picasso with a mixture of Van Gogh. Hannah, a student in the nursing program, is taking a rare midday study break. He's someone who once was here, at one time, every time. Or maybe I am wrong. Perhaps she is also people watching, creating lives of everyone, as I am creating this life for her. I then wonder about if she's wondering whether she is creating me to create her, as I am creating her to create me. Whenever my life comes to an end, you'll be one of the ones whose friendship finally begins. The death of your beauty will end in my memory, but that doesn't mean that it won't go down in time as life-changing history. I murder my memory on days like these, days spent on remembering you instead of on days creating me. September 20th, 2017, 4:16 in the morning. I will write new rhymes line after line, each bringing me closer to making you mine. Unapologetically me. This year I've learned so much about me, which is crazy to think because I thought I already knew everything. Let's be honest, I'm not exactly the manliest man. I'm not the most useful, the most rugged, or the strongest. I don't fish, hunt, or go mudding. Weird, I know, I was born and raised in Idaho. Let's not forget about sports. Yes, I played them, but I'm never going to be A-Rod or Jordan. What I discovered about me is that I'm in love with love songs and poetry. I know it's not mechanics or carpentry, but never have I felt this way other than on that very first day. I used to be embarrassed and I used to be ashamed. I'm not sure why, but it was these words I would blame. I was afraid to admit that I wrote poetry, maybe because it made me different from almost everybody. I feel like people who meet me don't exactly see me coming. I don't know what I look like to you, but every time I see me, I see something brand new. I strive each day to improve and to grow, and once I do, will I stop? No. I plan to be the best. Not in a way that I'm better than the rest, but in a way where I could be the best version of me. I will always be a lover, a dreamer, and a poet, and from here on out, I plan to always so fully show it. Of all of those who I have ever given love, I have yet to give myself enough. I have desires to discover a connection, one that when I look at you, it's as if I am seeing a soul reflection. My love was yours before either of us existed. Your heart is a blessing that my heart was gifted. "What does love look like?" I asked if she knew. She looked me in the eyes. "Love looks like you." Stood back up. "What kind of person does it take that when you give them your heart, their first thought is to break it? But then again, what kind of person does that make you? Someone who believes in another so skewed. This entire life you've been up and you've been down, mostly due to other people's unsaid sounds. You've grown into such a hopeless romantic, which causes some problems with everyone else's antics. Don't you worry one little bit. Your soulmate is right around the corner and the pieces of your heart will perfectly fit. It will be someone who will overflow your cup, someone you will be happy that you stood back up." I want you to look at you the same way my heart and soul do. Your lips are a constellation that I nightly gaze upon, seeking a galaxy of further exploration. As I sit in bed at 12:13, thinking about what I could write to bring you back to me. All of our memories are 5 months old, but my heart still loves you like a thief loves gold. Beyond the fact that we are perfect for each other, here are some more things that won't keep us from loving one another. Waking up to those great green eyes, holding each other through each and every try, believing that true love is right in front of us, and knowing no doubt that we have each other's trust. This may sound pathetic, but it is also poetic. I'm going to get you back, and there's no doubt about that. I'm a hopeless, happy romantic with a side of fucking tragic. You may not know that you're my soulmate, because even I realized that 5 months late. Lisa Marie, you belong with me, and although you aren't, you agree with me. So as I said 6 months ago, I'll let you know. Hold on to me, and I'll do the same too, and by the time life is over, we'll finish it with I love you. I'll give you my love if you give me yours too, and I'll spend my forever giving myself if you spend forever giving me you. I want to whisper sweet nothings across your body, each syllable full of passion, mixed with naughty. She is passion, muse, and my heart's desire. She is spark, flame, and my forever fire. I was having a drink in early October, and while looking around the bar, I saw you, and I was instantly sober. I wonder, if I'll ever get out of the spell you have me under. 1. Maybe you were the one, definitely not like the one from that one time 4 months ago. You're the one yesterday, the one today, and maybe you'll still be the one tomorrow. You may be too young to be the one. Maybe I'm too young to recognize the one. That could be why I've had so many ones. You are the one with a voice, the voice that fills the air with that smell of feeling that makes me feel grateful that I failed at killing myself. You are the one who's connected in a world of disconnection, the one my heart strives to remain constant. You aren't the one I'm going to love romantically. You aren't the one I want to swarm your body with mine. You're the one that makes things calm. You're the one that when you speak, the thunder ceases. My mind becomes clear with each syllable that you speak. Please. I beg you to speak to me. Lincoln City, Oregon, May 28th, 2017. Keep in mind, walking down the beach, your hand and your heart being no further than an arm's length reach. I've seen Sundays, 7 a.m., legs intertwined with mine. I've seen Sundays alone, wishing you weren't on my mind. Today I fell in love with you, again, so it's nothing new. The pathetic part is that you've been gone for the last 8 months, and still it's our memory I'm stuck on. I probably shouldn't have read all of those texts, which included I love yous, sweet nothings, and sex. It threw me back in time when I was yours and you were mine. How come I do this to myself when I know for a fact that you have moved on with yourself? I read this last page down to the last damn word, but the author believes it should still reoccur. You've got me thinking I'm okay until the last couple hours of the day. Memories mixed with wine lead me to believe that I will never be more than just fine. I truly am a poet, look at me now. Filled with my drunken sorrows, it's all I needed to be endowed. I should thank you for doing this to me, because now my heart can learn to love you artistically. Maybe this isn't so bad, maybe this is okay. Writing is really easy on really terrible days. So give me some wine and hand me a pen, and I will fall in love with you again and again. I wish there was a word for when I kiss your lips, a word describing how drunk I get off of you with such a few sips. To be more realistic, I must transform my mind into becoming utterly pessimistic. Hand over mouth and mouth over lips, my tongue starts to flicker until we release our pleasureful grips. What is love? Oh, just a point of view, because it changed from meeting to losing you. Maybe that's the point of all of this. It's what you learn between the first and last kiss. At first, you're filled with butterflies, laughter, and smiles, which in turn become lies, hatred, and denials. It's everything in between that makes us who we are, not the position of any amount of stars. Where do we go and what do when everything we believed in turns out not to be true? When love, soulmates, and forever was just someone being poetically clever. Now here I am feeling so broken and empty, except for this long-lost memory that makes me feel lonely so simply. I keep wanting to say that I don't want to live, but what I really mean to say is that my life isn't enough to give. It wouldn't be fair to share to anyone that the reason why I gave up and was done was because of the amount of love I had left was none. I will write poetry upon your skin, starting from the outside, working my way in. July 23rd, 2009. Eternal love of the striving heart. Over and over again, the beginning is the end. The final word is out, and it finally assures her doubt. Her mind is made, there's no way we can be saved. The turtle doves are broke, everything was a joke. Looking back now, I try to think how. Just the way we were made it all a blur. I was lost in love. I wasn't paying attention to all of the above. The thought of you made me crazy, and your mind made my mind become hazy. From now to forever, no more false love whatsoever. The truth was so needed, but the lie was so exceeded. I know you never meant to hurt me, but when you saw my pain, it gave you such glee. Whenever I think of your face, I realize, wow, what a waste. My first New Year's kiss. Our love isn't what it's meant to be, which is tragic. But no matter what happens between you and I, I'll continue to look at you as if you are magic. I put on the mask for the day. I recite all the happy words I will say. But behind the mask, I'm in complete disarray. Every second of the day I lie. Every part of myself I try to hide. Through all the hours I struggle not to sigh. Once I get home, I don't have to fear. That is the time I let out all of my tears, because there, nobody hears. This is my act, and all of it is a fact. I live my life with my empty heart cracked. Blue Lantern Coffee House, May 12th, 2017. We sat where I am sitting, doing your homework, while grazing our hands to acoustic coffee lyrics, which were heartfeltfully fitting. 2 weeks, August 21st to September 4th, 2017. I look at you like my eyes have never seen. I feel as if my heart has never loved another like you, Jolene. Darling, take your heart off the shelf and put it on your sleeve. Promise me you will always be as you can be. Just remember what is real. Just remember how you feel. Just let this talk fade away. Just let yourself live another day. I wonder if I'm your one that got away. And if that's true, I'm wondering if I may come back to stay. San Francisco saved me. Love, Imperial. Remember when you told me to my face that you really loved being with me and just taking up space? Well, remember this now and know it to be true, that I am better alone than I ever was with you. What is sadness but the reason you know happiness? I learned that alone, but it's something I've always known. I'm better for myself than you are, obviously, and you proved that clear when you cheated and lied to me. I left love in San Francisco in September 2014. I went back a year later, and I discovered her waiting for me. 13 days having her back, I verified all my heartfelt, heartbroken facts. I've seen cafe proposers, swing set kissers, watching the sunset snugglers, and across the table handholders, all of which drove me jealously insane. Only because I didn't have her to do the same. A year apart will not ruin my heart. Love has taken over me and has created something you will never believe. Be prepared to see love ethereal, love so beautiful, it will be no less than love imperial. Do you think true love will be something I will ever find? Or was that the love that I carelessly left behind? The bird. Let me tell you a story about my last heartbreak. It shouldn't have happened because every word you said to me was fake. You made me believe you had mutual feelings for me. You told me time and time again that you weren't like any other one of them. You promised to take care of my heart, but instead, when I gave it to you, you simply tore it apart. You said you were playing along, as if this was a game or you were a baseline to a song. You claimed to love the idea of me, but once you got my trust, your words and feelings were history. I hear you give me all these excuses, but never once mentioned what the real truth is. I won't hate you, hold grudges, or say things that aren't true, but what I will do is say one thing, one time, and that is, fuck you. October 31st, 2017. But that's okay. I've gotten over false love before, and I'll do it again. Because you aren't anything special, Jacqueline. November 17th, 2017. H-dash-dash-dash-dash. Recently, everything I've written is the same. I begin with an H and end with the last five letters of your name. Backstory. Isaac says, my girlfriend came to me today letting me know that she's concerned because you seem to still have feelings for her and are still writing poetry about her to show to the public. She is not comfortable with this and has moved on from the past and would like it if you did the same. Please stop writing about her and publishing it as public knowledge out of respect for her and the relationship. H blank. Please stop writing about her and publishing it as public knowledge out of respect for her and the relationship H-dash-dash-dash-dash-dash, and I have. I responded, hi there, friend. I wrote a poem inspired by you. I hope you enjoy it. It differs from others I have written recently about H-dash-dash-dash-dash-dash because it actually says the name of the person it's about, so you don't have to expose your vanity. So check out this poem inspired by you. It's called hashtag don't fucking tell me what to do. Nobody knows that you're the Isaac unless you acknowledge yourself. Pathetic but poetically, Brian Allen Hammond. Isaac says, leave us out of your little life or the authorities will be notified of your actions. Hashtag don't fucking tell me what to do. Isaac, 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 Isaac. Isaac, Isaac. The moon is your spotlight for all of eternity. You appeared on my stage and became a celebrity. Just as every word I've written has meaning, so do you. Just as my hand writes love in these words, my hands will show you that love too. It's always been that you couldn't handle all of my love, and never once has it been that I wasn't enough. There will always be some other reason to blame, but nothing in my life will ever change until the answer to that problem is my name. I'm worried about ways that these words may be written, for your heart might not beat for my heart that is smitten. But sometimes I want you to write poetry about me too, left on read at 12:40 p.m. Rescue you. Open your eyes, look around the room. Try to realize that you're not in a tomb. Get out of bed, take a shower. These dreamlike moments rarely last an hour. Get dressed, get into your car. And just when you think you're free, starts beating your heart scar. Look into the mirror, into those eyes, and you continue to see those obvious lies. Live this day like the one before, with faith and trust that you deserve more. One day will come, you'll see it's true. Your soulmate will arrive to come and rescue you. I am alone here, I am alone there. Soon, I will be alone everywhere. I'm strangled by syllables and wounded by words. My last breath escapes, I see a sky full of birds. January 1st, 2018. Caitlin. I can't continue loving bodies with you if you aren't willing to embrace my heart too. It's your move. You wear my words like an evening dress. You kiss, I kiss. We play a midnight game of chess. 2011. I can see us. Today I can see us as we are. Yesterday was because of a wish upon a star. I'm impatient to wait for forever, so this poem is me being clever. I can see us going through senior year, each day closer to when we won't have to be here. I can see us getting a place together, working to pay rent each month, but not worrying much, just as long as we are with one another. I can see us having our first dance and being so grateful that you gave me a second chance. I can see us feeding each other our cake, knowing that from the beginning, this was never fake. I can see us going crazy and wild from the news that we are going to have our first child. I can see us 9 months later, riding slowly up that hospital elevator. I can see us many hours later, sitting in a room with a family we started together. I can see us as mother and father, along with our kids, our son and daughter. I can see us at high school graduations, trying to hold back tears while others tell us congratulations. I can see us at the hospital again, as our daughter is giving us our first of several grandchildren. I can see us being amazing grandparents, since we had plenty of practice as parents. I can see us growing older every day, making sure I love you will be the last words I will say. I can see us lying in our bed, enjoying the final moments of an unconditional love, almost dead. Nostalgia reminisces about the memory of you. No longer are you alone. She despises me too. Are you walking on a runway of water, or are you dancing on a floor made of cloud? No one will ever know, for your soul has an aura of silence that only love hears as loud. December 23rd, 2007, the first poem I ever wrote. Now I vow on the cloud of today, we'll move out of the way, and I will say I love you, and I hope that's your view on everything I said to you. Soon we'll be free, and you'll be proud of that cloud, just because of that vow I said now. Stomping Grounds Coffee House, January 16th, 2018. One little look lives in one little poem. You showed me a sight that I've never known. once-in-a-lifetime woman. I get lost in those eyes, seeing tens of thousands of sunset auburn skies. But what I hope to see are the mornings and to watch those eyes rise. What I crave is you, not just the outside, but the inner view, which includes how you feel, what you want, and why you do what you do. Let's put our hearts close together just to see if they fall in love with one another. Maybe they are the other half of the other. Life is spectacular the way that it goes, because it is the way it is due to the decisions that we chose. But I have gotten to meet you for reasons our faith only knows. What I discovered about you will be time-tested and proven too. You're a once-in-a-lifetime woman who I never want to lose. So I will live this life kind, patient, faithful, and true. You feel its presence through the mist of your mind. You travel through memories that were remorsefully left behind. You're free to be open, undamaged, and new, for the universe is the forest, and the branches are you. I keep rewriting poems and repeating rhymes, only because the same thing is happening time after time. When will it end, or maybe actually finally begin? I'm sick of these fake feelings being tossed around again and again. My lonely, lovely heart is too big to be torn apart, so it constantly endures. But one day I believe true love will be ensured. I followed roads while chasing the sun, my restless heart knowing that you are the one. September 1st, 2015. Being in my mind, there are so many things that you will find. Some so basic and some even more extravagant. Some are daily ideas while others are there by accident. Discovering these things is like discovering galaxies. Most are authentic, but a few are fallacies. Which one do you happen to be? All that my mind is set on is you and discovering. All that I am is cliche, but even then, I am in my own way. And if you are anything what I believe you are, you'll be that wish I've been using on every single shooting star. Don't worry to disappoint, because you are who you are, and that's the point. I am me, and you are you, and this moment we should use to be naturally true. There's no reason to hide away, but so many reasons to let your soul out on this Tuesday. I wish there were words that said what I want to say, but all I hear in my heart is, I wouldn't have it any other way. Be aware that once you make me care, you don't have a defense against any poetic consequence. Thank you for listening to A Starving Artist audiobook. If you enjoyed the podcast, please rate and review it. If you are interested in buying my books, Pathetic But Poetic, A Starving Artist, or Pulchritudinous, please send me a message on TikTok or Instagram. Because if you buy my books through me, they will come signed and with a personal note. Again, thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.